Hey Stephanie, it's Tammy. Amtrak's giving you a call back on Baxter PM and both Baxter policies for the alternative endorsement. An alternative endorsement is not appropriate in New York for a PEO contract. So what happens is we write a separate policy. It will be issued in the name of Extensis LLC with Baxter on it as well, and it will be reported to the board that way, and that's how it's required to be reported. So we'll go ahead and take care of all that. Two things though, the non-pay has to be taken care of before we can move forward, and also for both policies, I need updated payrolls with the officers included, since they are all going to be covered under this Extensis agreement. So as soon as you give me the payrolls, we can begin working on setting up the new policies. And like I said, the current Baxter policy that's a non-pay cancellation has to be taken care of before we can work on any endorsements or anything on it. This is from the product team, and they have to set this up. So again, we can't proceed until they take care of that. So if you could reach out to them, get that paid, and get the payrolls, including officer payroll, for both policies as soon as possible, because we are now 6 days past the effective date that you wanted, and I don't want them to force you into having to go back and get an OLUS letter. So please try not to delay any further than you have, okay? I appreciate it. If you didn't have any questions, you can call me back at 518-213-1922. Thanks.